Okay, we're good.
Well, fuck, we gotta do this again now.
God damn it.
Welcome to the pilot edition of the Drunken Confederate Robots podcast. Big fella, we just did this with a different piece of shit software.
I blame the Asians.
I blame the dead one in the Los Angeles fucking water tank.
The water tasted weird. The showers were strange.
Yeah, fucking rice and golden showers. Love it.
Huh, I wonder why.
A dead Asian brought in the fucking water tank. That'll fucking help anything. Yeah, no. That's going to get you a great review on fucking Travelocity. How was your stay? Well, there was a dead chick in the goddamn...
in the water tank.
In the water tank.
But other than that, it was great, you know. We got to see some sights, you know. We ate some good food. We ate some Oriental food.
We had fresh sushi every night. Fresh sushi.
Fresh sushi.
And rice.
And rice.
Fresh rice. However, the fucking chef was dead.
Christ.
So, new podcast for everybody to try out here tonight.
Yeah, give her a go.
Now, will the recorder work this time? That remains to be seen.
I am going to be so pissed if it doesn't work.
We just did 5 minutes of really good radio.
I swear to God.
And just cut it.
Someone will get kicked in the face.
Well, too bad for Mysterious Voice in the background.
Yeah.
Just mule kick her in the face. Fuck, she's probably not even paying attention. Just drop kick her right in the jaw. Right in the nose.
Right in the nose. So, what's up? What's new with you?
I hate humidifiers. Start there.
Why is that?
I really fucking hate humidifiers. But you see, it fucking doesn't even give me instructions. It gives me a filter and a fucking machine. It says, have fun, asshole.
Wait. Where did you get it? Where did you buy this from?
The place where you formerly were employed.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so basically it just said, fuck you, asshole.
Wait, do you mind me asking the price?
$60.
$60 and it didn't come with instructions.
No instructions. But God forbid, here's a fucking filter and a water fucking bottle. Have fun.
No, that must have been awesome.
Yeah, it took me like an hour to realize the bottom came off. So until then, I was just kind of fiddling around with like you fiddle around with a fucking tight girl's vagina. I was just fucking fiddling around with this fucking filter trying to get it in. It just would not go in.
Son of a bitch.
Go in, I moistened it up a little bit, I talked sweet to it, you know, kissed it a couple times, just would not loosen up.
It's disappointing.
Don't fucking, you have no idea. Sucks. Fucking $60 later, here I sit with a fucking humidifier and nothing that I give a shit about. It's a fucking humidifier, maybe I won't cough up blood in the morning, maybe if I, dude. You know it's bad when your cracked skin is now on your nipples?
Oh my Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I've got dry nipples.
I'm going to buy you some lotion.
I have plenty of lotion. Nothing helps. Although I really feel even gayer than I do on a daily basis than fucking rubbing Carmex on my nipples.
You need like petroleum jelly or something.
I'm gonna fucking rub Vaseline and cave light on my nipples.
There you go.
Yeah, it's not gay at all.
You get yourself all hot and bothered and key your chapped skin.
Yeah, fucking, who needs ice cubes to get hard nipples? Fuck that shit. I'm just gonna pour Vaseline all over my fucking titties.
My
crusty man tits are fucking just, ugh. So I finally fucking had enough, bought this goddamn humidifier with no instructions. I'm just kind of sitting here watching the fucking water waste out of this fucking thing.
Sorry to hear that.
That's a pile of shit.
I'm really hoping that your nipples don't chafe and you don't cough up blood in the morning. I would
Oh,
like
my
that.
nipples have chafed for fucking 3 weeks.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's very unfortunate. Oh,
Really awkward.
I'm sure.
Really awkward when you have the urge to just fucking eat your yippies all day. It's weird, especially when your coworker walks by when you're just inexplicably fucking itching your nipples. Really awkward at that point.
Oh, I'm sure.
What's going on with you, big man?
Not a whole lot, just living the life, I guess.
Living the life.
Kind of boring, but day-to-day basis.
Well, how's the weather over there?
It was actually really nice today. Really nice. I loved it.
Sucked here.
Yeah. Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
No, why would it?
My computer tells me that I have 413 hours and 9 minutes left of recording space.
400 hours?
Yeah, I think we should be fine.
I would hope we'd be fine.
I don't know.
We should just be the assholes and just do a 400-hour podcast.
It's like those dickheads that put the 10-hour like retarded horse running on YouTube.
Fuck that, we're just gonna sit here. 14 hours, we're just gonna sit here, we're gonna fucking do everything on air, we're gonna fuck women on air, we're gonna fucking sleep, eat, take shits on air. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. All fucking night, we're just gonna keep on fucking going and going and going. Hell, you never know. We might take the show on the road and go to fucking McDonald's over Wi-Fi. Let it go into McDonald's, just being an asshole, fucking pulls up creepily in front of the fucking front window.
Can I take your order,
Just
please? Hold on, bitch.
hold on, we have to podcast.
I'm
Here's a
still
mic. Here's a mic and some
broadcasting.
headphones. Here's a mic and some headphones. We're gonna take phone calls live from McDonald's fucking drive-thru window.
Oh, we should do that. We should take phone calls. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, we're gonna fucking eventually we'll get a phone line here. We'll go live and all that bullshit. Maybe might take some fucking phone messages. I don't know.
I should call someone right now.
On Skype.
On my phone.
Who'd make a good phone call?
I don't know. I'm gonna go through my contacts.
What, 10 minutes in and we've already resorted to cold calling people? Jesus Christ.
Clint won't answer. Cameron.
Don't
Cameron
say names, asshole.
might be
Don't say names. We could get sued for that.
good. That one kid with the nose.
One kid with a nose. Alright. We don't like talking to kids on this show, so.
Thunder Down Under.
We could talk to him. Maybe he gets it.
Did he go back? Did he go back?
Yeah.
Oh. Well. The hell was that?
Hell is what? It's fucking Skype. It's a pile of shit.
Yeah.
New adventures in Windows 8.
Oh, here we go.
I keep talking about this on my other fucking project. Just call it that for now. Fucking again, I can't type shit with a Windows 8 computer.
Why is it so bad?
I don't know why it's so bad, dude. It's just. It's like unexplainable.
I just don't get it.
Dude, you and I don't get the start. Like, you think the fucking start menu is the desktop, but it's not.
It's trickery.
The fucking start menu is just, it's ridiculous. What happened to you clicking on a little fucking button in the corner and looking at shit like that? No, fuck that. No, you have to fucking look through shit.
Wait,
like, my fucking start menu for Windows 8 is giving me the weather for Sydney, Australia right now. It's 81 degrees and sunny in Sydney, Australia.
Well, do they even have, like, the start menu? Like,
no! No, there is no fucking start menu on this computer.
What is in its place?
Okay, okay, let me explain this. This is my start menu. Okay, I'm going to see if I can do a shared screen with you. We're still experimenting here, folks. Experimenting with Skype. I don't know. Let me get back to see what I can do with this here. Is that a fucking cat mask?
What?
I thought I just seen a cat.
What the fuck are you...
No, like, I think I just seen a cat jump up on my fucking desk from my computer.
Do you even have a cat?
Yeah, I have a cat. The big kitten, the big killing kitten penis cat.
The... Okay.
Yeah, it has a stage name. Don't ask. The little cunt chewed my fucking leg up on my other show. Alright, well, anyway, back to what I was saying. This is my fucking menu, okay? I have the start menu. On my start menu, it doesn't even give me options for shit. It gives me an option to go to my desktop. I can look at stocks on my start menu. I can't look at programs and features, but god fucking damn it, I can look at stocks on my start menu. The NASDAQ is down 1.53% today. Do I give a shit? No. I can go to the Microsoft Store. I have 20 updates in the Microsoft Store. I can update my fucking Dell Shop app. Why the fuck do I give a shit about a Dell Shop app?
You don't.
Or Kindle. Now, why do we have a Kindle app on a computer?
Why do they have Kindles?
Lazy all the way. Everybody's too lazy to read a goddamn book. I can take a battery-powered Kindle that fucking I can delete books, or I can take a goddamn Kindle and just fucking hit a button and just put new books on a fucking tablet. Oh, what makes more sense? Garage sale and fire starter, or fucking this piece of shit that plugs in my wall once a week? It's just, it's so stupid.
It is. It really is. No, well, the things that they come out with now is just, it is ridiculous, you know?
Windows 8 is just terrible. It's terrible. I don't recommend anybody getting Windows 8, ever. They fucking held a gun to your back of your head. Just take the fucking bullet in the skull. It'll be less fucking painful than this shit.
God, I can't believe that Asian chick.
Dead in a fucking water tank.
I'm still looking at it. So crazy.
Yeah. Well, might as well reread the news story for these fucking people.
Okay.
See, first 5 minutes.
Let's see. Corpse found in Los Angeles hotel's water tank. Turned out to be an Asian chick. She was missing, reported missing in early February. Oh, she's Canadian.
Yeah, that's fucking shocking. International incident. Dead Asian. Asian Canadian, which just makes a whole lot of goddamn sense.
Oh, the water did have a funny taste.
Oh, really?
We never thought anything of it.
No, really? It's going to taste like fucking corpse.
The shower was awful. When you turn the tab on, the water coming back, or coming black first for 2 seconds, and then it went back to normal.
Hey, nigger jizz.
You know, that probably had nothing to do with the Asian chick. It was probably just how the water was.
Probably just shitty water.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, it's not going to be clean fucking water.
No, are you kidding me? Some God, people are stupid.
It's gonna be terrible. You know, the first thing is, why the fuck would? And look, if you think fucking water tastes funny, and you're in Los Angeles, how hard can it be to drive to a guy or walk, mind you, to a goddamn 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Or some fucking quickie mart. Go fucking do a quick stop or something and fucking grab a bottle of water, you retards.
Did you hear about the, where was it, Belgium or something?
The fucking diamond heist?
Yeah.
How do you get away with $50 million of diamonds?
Well, all they had to do was cut a hole in a fence. And
oh, that seriously, that's how they got to him?
Yeah, they were in a van, and they like decked.
Oh, that's fucking original.
Well, they decked it out to make it look like a police vehicle with like lights and sirens and all that stuff. And they were in police officer outfit, like uniforms, and apparently they went up to the airport where the gates on the runway were not being secured, or there was no security. So they cut a hole and walked right in.
Somebody's getting fucking fired. First off, how? What makes a person, first off, just think it's going to be a good idea to steal $50 million in diamonds?
Who knows?
Because how do you fucking sell $50 million in diamonds?
Exactly. It's like, oh, I'm going to go steal the Mona Lisa, but once I do it, what am I going to do with it? Because once I sell it, I'm screwed.
You're going to call your friends over? I got the fucking Mona Lisa, man. Dude, I stole the Mona Lisa. No, really, it's the only Mona Lisa. Stole it.
You stole it?
I stole the Mona Lisa, dude. It's fucking in my fucking office right now. I can't sell it because somebody will know where I got it.
Yeah, so now I'm just going to sit here and look cool with no eyebrows.
I'm going to take it to fucking Rick from Pawn Stars and he'll buy it for me for $25 because he thinks it'll sit too long.
Yeah, that it really was the ultimate Italian job.
Really? Now look, seriously, I could just picture watching Pawn Stars in about a year.
Yeah.
And some asshole just wheeling a fucking shopping cart full of diamonds.
It'd be like a Walmart shopping cart.
The guys at Pawn Stars would try and chew him down to less than like a half a million dollars.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Well, they'll sit in the shop for a long time. Can't do much with them unless we melt them down and turn them into earrings. I'll give you $5.
It's so true, though. It is unbelievable.
I can't believe how stupid some networks are for some of the shit they give away in these shows.
It is ridiculous.
Like, my favorite network slips all come from The Walking Dead. All of them.
Why is that?
You watch that show?
I do.
Okay. Well, as you just know, because, episode 10 just aired. The character Axel just got shot in the head.
Oh, thanks. I didn't watch the episode. No.
Oh, you didn't watch
it? Oh, I heard about it, but I wasn't going to watch it anyways because I had heard that.
Yeah, well, he gets shot in the head.
Was that the governor?
Yeah, he shot him in the head.
He's such a dickhead.
That who gives a shit? It's fucking governor. He's supposed to be a badass.
Anyways.
Anyway. Yeah. He gets shot. Now, AMC in their infinite wisdom. Have you seen any of the new season?
Yep.
Okay. Well, they, AMC at the end of the mid-season finale. Have you seen the mid-season finale?
Shit.
Was that when Lori died?
No, that was very early in season four.
What was the Dixon,
it ended with the Dixon brothers in the Circle of Death.
Okay. Yeah, that's how the new one started, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. So AMC and their infinite wisdom is supposed to just fucking throw this up to make their it's supposed to get you excited for the new season of The Walking Dead. Get you excited, you're supposed to be pumped up. Yeah, new episodes. Woo, doesn't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
The first fucking thing they show. Now, you think with the way they ended the first half of the season, you want to suspect, oh my god, that both Dixon's going to live? The first thing they show is the two Dixon boys at the prison with Rick. In the preview. The second thing they show is Carol hiding behind dead Axel's body.
Oh my god.
I'm not even joking you. I'm not even kidding you.
It's a little ridiculous.
They showed T-Dog's death fucking clear as day in the trailer for the new season.
You know, I watched like the first and second season on Netflix or whatever. And I loved it. I love the first and second season. But the third one is just shit.
I hated the second season.
Well, I mean, it's just all turned into like a drama. Just a huge drama fest. It's like it's not about zombies anymore. It's about a bunch of bullshit.
I hated the second season. Until they started, you know, actually fucking enjoy. Until they actually got to see shit dying and whatnot.
Exactly. It's supposed to be a zombie show, not like a soap opera.
Yeah. If I want to watch people walk around the woods, I'll watch the fucking Lord of the Rings.
No, that's just how I feel about this new season. Because I kept up with like the first and the second one, but just this third one, I've just been so off the beaten track because I just don't like it anymore.
I love that show.
Yeah.
It's probably my second favorite show on TV.
Okay.
I just hate the fact that they spoil it. Okay. What would you say the biggest moment in season two of The Walking Dead was?
Season two. Did they find the prison in season two? Oh, that was at the very end. That was the last episode where they saw, like, the prison in the horizon or whatever. But I wouldn't say that was it. Did Carl get shot in the first one or the second one?
Yeah, he got shot at the very beginning.
I'd probably say that. And, like, no. Finding the little girl in the barn. That blew my fucking brains out.
I'm saying Shane's death.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Which is funny because AMC leaked that too.
Just like everything else.
Before that even happened, they fucking leaked it. Like, seriously. The week the episode airs, nonetheless, they put out the pre-order, like, you know, Amazon for everything, you know, even movies and theaters now, they put out the pre-order information for the DVDs and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
AMC puts out the pre-order for the season 2 Blu-ray.
Okay.
In big, bold fucking letters. Go inside the final episode as we follow John Bernthal around for his final days as the character Shane. And right below it is the picture of the zombie Shane.
Jesus.
How dumb can you get?
Well, you think they would have planned this out a little bit better, don't you think?
I'm not going to give spoilers to you because we have a podcast audience. They've already leaked the next fucking at least three episodes are easy to find. Leaked fucking scripts.
It's on Sunday, right? Yeah.
Yeah. This show is just so fun to watch just to take bets on how right everybody is.
On the spoiler alert.
Yeah, it's just great. It's like, well, this character died tonight. Oh, yeah, he's dead. Oh, well, they used his. They used Axel as a human shield. Oh, okay, next. Fucking great.
Well, I didn't watch that last episode, and I saw a bunch of people on Twitter talking about, like, oh, Lori, you need to stay dead. Oh, he had flashbacks, didn't he, Rick?
No, he made out with a fucking invisible Lori.
Oh, that's nice. I hated her.
Dude, I cheered when she died.
I'm glad Carl had to pop her in the head.
Dude, I would have liked to see Lori go on a different way, though. I would have loved the comic death for Lori.
Like, hitting by a bus or something?
No, it's better. She gets shot in the back and falls on the baby.
It's not Rick's.
No, she just falls on the fucking baby in the comics. No, stupid bitch fucking gets shot in the back with a shotgun and falls on the baby.
Oh my god, that would have been awesome. You know, another thing, when Lori was dead and Rick found out and he started tripping balls, and I did not understand this a bit. I'm assuming that the time from when Carl shot Lori to when Rick went and saw where it happened, I'm guessing it was the same day, it looked like. And when Rick got there, or when Carl shot his mom in the head, she was just laying there, full body, everything. And Rick gets there, her body's gone, and a zombie ate the entire thing. And the zombie's just sitting there, he's like plump full from munching on her. And there's like no trace of her left, no blood, no nothing.
Yeah. That was pretty stupid.
I just don't get it.
Now, I would like to... First off, she has a C-section and they don't show anything.
No.
That was the least bloody baby fucking birth death I've ever seen in a fucking show or movie. Second off, I want to know, like you said, where is the trace of her existing at that location?
No, there's none.
I would love the fucking... I'd love the final shot of the season. The final shot of the season would just be fucking Rick standing there and Carl. And then here just comes fucking dead intestines hanging out, zombie Lori crawling.
Oh, Jesus.
I just love fucking Carl to get bit in the leg by his dead fucking C-section belly hanging out mother.
It would be something.
Yeah, and then the fucking, and this last word is, I missed. I missed a point blank shot. Fucking retard.
No, ever since Carl got shot, he's been an asshole.
No, I don't think Carl's been an asshole. If I had a mother like Lori, I would be a prick too. I'd be a prick if I didn't want to say anything, but I really knew that my little sister was just is not fathered by my father, but the guy I just shot as a zombie because he fucked my mother.
Had an illegitimate bastard child over.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you mean.
I hate the fucking logic of this show. It's great because they want the women to all be fucking like, they want that heroine kind of fucking female in the show.
Yep.
Every female on that show sucks. Like, I hate to say it, my favorite one is Carol because she bitches the least.
I'm not a big fan of Carol.
Carol and Maggie are the only two I can stand. Andrea's a cunt. Laurie won't stay dead. Beth is fucking supposed to be 18, but she's really a 27-year-old.
What about the black chick?
Who likes fucking her?
I thought it was pretty sweet, like, when she made her first appearance.
Yeah, when she fucking had to pet zombies, but instead she just helped a bitch stay alive during a cold.
Andrea?
Yeah, worthless got fucking cold. You haven't noticed, fucking Andrea just seems to fuck every douchebag known to what's left of humanity in that show.
Yeah. The governor. Well, what can you do? I like Glenn. He's got to be my favorite.
I'm a Daryl guy.
Oh, yeah. I just think Carol and Daryl. Carol and Daryl. They'll end up like Shane and Lori.
I don't think this show's got the balls to kill fucking Daryl.
Oh, hell no.
The backlash if they kill Daryl on that show.
Can you imagine? There would be riots in the streets. People would die.
Besides Walking Dead, what other kind of shows do you watch? Do you like enjoy watching?
Workaholics lately.
Workaholics? I've never seen that show.
Really? It's actually really funny. I enjoy it. Oh, it's just three friends that all live together, and they're like telemarketers, and all they do is screw off.
Have you ever checked out like Sons of Anarchy?
You know, I wanted to start it, but I never really got around to it because it looked really good.
Dude, do it.
Another one was Prison Break. I was always told that was supposed to be really good, also.
I've never seen Prison Break. I am a fucking massive Sons of Anarchy fan. I started in June. I did the whole series in 3 weeks. Great show.
Are they done with it now, or what?
No, they just finished the 5th season.
Holy crap.
I'm not going to spoil anything, but you know it's a good show when a man gets beat over the head to death by a fucking snow globe. You know you have a winner when there is death via snow globe.
You know, another one I liked was Breaking Bad. I liked that a lot.
I've been wanting to watch that myself. I just can't find it.
No, I heard a lot of good things about it, and then I started it, and I was hooked. I still haven't finished it, though.
It sounds like a good show.
Yeah, the plot is kind of weird. Well, it's different, that's for sure. But, I mean, I think I enjoy it.
Another one I kind of like is Dexter.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's a good show. It's another one to get into, man.
Yeah.
It's about a serial killer who kills killers.
Oh, that's ironic.
It's a great show, though. Really good show.
No, I gotta start. Like, if I start a show, I just gotta, you know, just watch it all.
I'm telling you, Sons, you gotta go into Sons of Anarchy.
I should.
In fact, there's your homework. Start, watch a couple episodes of Sons before we do a show again next week.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll do it this weekend. Or tomorrow, shit. It's on Netflix, I believe.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4 is on Netflix.
Well, there you go.
Season 2 is the best.
Oh, keep me busy.
Anyway, let's call this a week. Just a test show, just see how it does, and we'll try this again next week.
Sounds good.
All right, well. see you guys later. Thanks for checking us out, and I'll see you next week.
Sounds great.
Yeah, have a good one, buddy.
You too.